In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
Before the priest begins the divine liturgy, before most of you are even here, we do a little service called the service of proskuneia, which is done over here. Now the doors are open. You can see the little altar here on the side on which the chalice lays, and it's covered up right now. Part of the opening prayers that the priest says as he is preparing the bread and wine for what is going to become our sacrifice here at the Eucharist, he quotes from the prophecy of Isaiah, where Isaiah says, speaking of the Messiah, that he was like a sheep led to the slaughter, and as a blameless lamb before its shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken up from the earth. And as he's saying these prayers, he's cutting around this round loaf of bread. He's cutting in four corners, and he pulls out the lamb, which we are about to sacrifice. Then he takes a little what we call a lance or a spear, pokes it on the left-hand side, and says, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there come out blood and water. And he who saw witness, this is St. John quoting this in the Gospel, he who saw this bore witness, and his testimony is true. St. John mentions all this in his Gospel, quoting the prophecy of Isaiah. What does all this have to do with anything? Well, it has to do with, in essence, we as Christians are recreating the Passover lamb of the Jewish people. We are recreating Pascha every time we have the divine liturgy. And that bread that we are cutting open as we say these prayers becomes for us our Passover, our Paschal lamb. And we even call it a lamb as we place it on the discos. And what's Passover all about? Passover has to do when the Israelite people were slaves in Egypt. Moses kept asking Pharaoh to let his people go. Let my people go, and Pharaoh kept saying no. So God sent a series of plagues. I think it was 12 or 14 plagues, one after another, and still Pharaoh was obstinate and would not let his people go. And finally, God told Moses to tell Pharaoh that if he did not let his people go, he was going to send an angel of death over all of Egypt, and the firstborn child of every household that he passed over would be taken and would be killed. And the way the Israelite people were saved from this is that they were told by God to slay a lamb, a perfect lamb, to slay it, and to take the blood of the lamb and put it over the doorpost of the house, ironically, not ironically, but prophetically, in the form of a cross. And all those households that had that blood of the lamb in the form of a cross on their doorpost, when the angel of death passed over, all those firstborn children were saved. And ultimately that was only the Israelite people. And so that's what Passover is all about for the Jews. And I was really, it hit me quite strongly during the Holy Saturday liturgy. I think it was Melanie was reading the reading from Exodus, when it talked about how they were supposed to eat that Passover meal. And it was rather kind of disgusting to hear. They had to eat it standing up, first of all, and the men had to have their robes girded up so they could be ready to flee at any moment. But it said that they had to eat this lamb whole. It was roasted, but it had to still have its head on it, and all its internal organs were still there, which means eyeballs are looking back at you, you know, while you're eating it. And you had to eat the whole thing. You had to eat the whole thing. But none of the bones were broken. All the bones were still there and all the organs. And it's quoted in the Gospels where it talks about when Jesus was crucified as the true Lamb of God, that not one of his bones was broken. He was crucified whole. But he was, just as the lamb has to be killed, you know, with the by its throat being slung, so did Christ have a lance stuck into him as well. Now there's a little bit of a discrepancy in the Gospels about when exactly it was that Jesus died on the cross. Was it Passover day? The synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke seem to say that it was the day of the Passover that it happened. But the Gospel of St. John, which was the last gospel, the most theological of all the gospels, says that it didn't happen on Passover day. It happened on the day of the preparation, which is the day before the Passover. Remember when the priests went before Pilate to get Jesus condemned, they didn't want to go into the place where Pilate was because they would be defiled, and it said they didn't want to be defiled so that they would be able to eat the Passover. So it makes it sound as though that it was before the Passover actually happened, the day before the Passover. And that's kind of significant because it says that when Jesus was on the cross at the sixth hour, it was darkness over the earth. He was on the cross from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Well, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, the day before they have the, well, it's actually the day of, but at sundown it becomes the next day for the Jews. That is when the lambs are being slain in the temple for the Passover meal. It's from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. That's when their lambs are being slain that they're going to cook that night and eat in the same way that it was mentioned in Exodus. So from the sixth to the ninth hour, there was Christ, the true Lamb of God, being slain on the cross at the same hour that in the temple the lambs were being slain for the Passover meal. I thought that was very interesting. St. Melito of Sardis, an early Christian bishop, said that the old Passover, the old Pasch, was made of a corruptible lamb. A corruptible lamb, a corruptible sacrifice of a lamb. But this new sacrifice of Christ, this new Passover, this new Pascha, which is what means Passover, is an incorruptible lamb in the new eternal life because it is the resurrected Lord. Slain as a lamb. Christ was slain as a lamb, but he was risen as God, St. Melito says. The type has passed away, he says, because the reality has come. The lamb has become a son. The Passover lamb has become a son. The Passover sheep has become a man, and the man through Christ has become God. He suffered for those who are suffering, St. Melito says. He was bound for those who are in bonds. He was condemned for those of us who are guilty. He was buried for all of us who are dead in our sins. And he rose for each and every one of us. St. Melito puts these words into the mouth of Christ. He says, I am the Christ. I have destroyed death. I have triumphed over the enemy. I have trampled hell underfoot. I have bound the strong evil one and taken man into the heights of heaven. I am the Christ. I am the Passover that brings salvation. Christ is our Passover. He is our Pascha. And this is what we celebrate this day. And every time we say, Christ is risen. Christos anestis. Christos voskres. Almasiah.